看见耶稣。
To see Jesus.
我们再来看一段经文。
Let's all turn to another Bible passage.
请看新约圣经马太福音八章二十三到二十四节。
Let's all turn to the New Testament, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 8, verse 23 to 24.Verse 23, and when he got into the boat, his disciples followed him. 24, and behold, there arose a great storm on the sea, so that the boat was being swamped by the waves, but he was asleep.
你们看到耶稣在这里怎么了?
Let's see what Jesus was doing here.
看到了哈。
You see what he was
doing? 他在什么样的状况之下这样子?
Why was he doing this in that type of situation?
这一段经文不只在马太福音这里有。
And this Bible passage not only is recorded in the book of Matthew.
另外在马可福音四章也有差不多的记载。
And also in the Gospel of Mark chapter 4, there is a similar recording.
我们看见耶稣在这一艘船上，海上起了暴风。
We saw that when Jesus was on the sea, there rose a great storm.
然后他睡着了。
But he was asleep.
我们想象哦。
And we can take this into our imagination.
这一艘船不只有耶稣，还有一些门徒在。
On this boat, not only was there Jesus, but also his disciples.
然后你看哦，这些门徒为什么上这艘船？
Why were the disciples in the boat?
因为他们跟着耶稣在服侍主，在做圣，现在叫做圣工。
And so they were following Jesus, they were attending to Jesus, in today's terms, they were doing holy work or divine works.
我问大家，如果你到教会来忙了一整天啊，从早上七八点忙到晚上九点十点啊。
And so I ask everyone, if you come to church 7 or 8 a.m. in the morning, and then you leave at 9 or 10 p.m.
你可能不只是聚会啊，教会安排你有许多的工作啊。
You might not only be attending service, you might be assigned to do various types of holy works.
好了，那这一切工作都结束之后，你希望主耶稣赐你什么?
And after all of these tasks have been done, what do you wish Jesus to grant you?
满足
Satisfaction
喜乐
Joyfulness
接下来好好睡一觉恢复体力安息对不对?
And to have peace and rest and to have a good night's sleep.
耶稣旁边那些人啊也做了一整天工作啊你看前面的经文
And so if you read the Bible passage before, we see that his disciples were also doing a full day's of work.
然后现在太阳要下山了
And now that the sun has set,
耶稣说上船吧
Jesus said, come into the boat.
对啊我们上船吧然后船就开了明天我们就到另外一个地方去再继续做圣工
And so they got into the boat, tomorrow the boat will arrive at a different location and they will continue doing holy works there.
各位你要想象哦你是现在上船的这些人的其中一个
So let us put ourselves in the shoes of those who are on board.
跟主耶稣上船好不好
Is it good to be with Jesus on this boat?
诶我怎么看到两个点头而已你们其他人不好啊
Why do I only see two nodding?
你做了一整天圣工，现在跟主耶稣一起上船了，好不好啊？
After a full day of holy work, now you're in the boat with Jesus. Isn't that good?
你心里面有没有期待？
Do you look forward to it?
你们没有，我有哎，我有哎。
If you don't, I do.
我希望啊，在船上啊，唱唱诗，跟主耶稣唱唱诗。
And I hope to sing hymns with Jesus on the boat.
跟其他的使徒聊聊天，门徒聊聊天。
And to have fellowship and to chat with my
分享今天我们圣工看到的跟一些心得。
And to share some of the sharings or what we have learned when we were doing holy
today. 然后累的就休息睡觉吧。
And if we're tired, we'll just go to sleep.
然后我会记得，我再讲两个笑话给耶稣听。
And I would remember to say two or three jokes to Jesus.
然后那个船啊，在波浪上面摇来摇去，哇，好像是婴儿床。
And the boat being swayed about by the gentle waves is just like a baby in a baby crib.
这样更好睡。
And this is pretty easy to fall asleep on.
然后明天太阳一出来，睁开眼，我们继续做工服侍主。
And when the sun rises tomorrow, when I open my eyes, I can do more work to serve the Lord.
这样的生活棒不棒啊？
Isn't this such a great life?
又没有人点头。
Nobody's nodding again.
对不对？我上船，我应该是希望这样子吧。
Isn't that so? When I am in the boat, I hope that life could be like this.
对啦，可是这个叫做想得美啦。
But this is just a wishful thinking.
哎，他们上了船之后啊，可能很多人这样，结果遇到什么事啊
？But what happened to the people after they got onto the boat?
哇，大风大浪开始来，不得了啊，跟飓风一样啊。
There was a great storm, a great waves, just like a hurricane.
我再问你们，谁在船上？
And I ask you again, who was on that boat?
我问大家，你们进船了吗？
Were we on the boat?
对呀，你们进船了吗？
Are you on the boat?
你们进船了耶。
You are on the boat, you're stuck there.
你们知道你们来的这个地方叫做什么吗？真耶稣教会耶。
And so do you know the place you have come to today? It is the true Jesus Church.
是末世唯一属灵的方舟，有没有听过？
It is the only spiritual ark of the end times. Have you heard of the saying?
在这里面的所有的这一家人是要得救的耶。
And everyone here, the whole family here is to be saved.
我问你们，你们进船了吗？
Are you on this boat now?
奇怪，怎么还有人没点头啊？这个要通知一下传道哦。
And so, why are some of you not nodding yet? This is
哦，问你们好了，我们都进了这一艘船呐。
And all of us are on this boat today.
耶稣有没有在船上
？Is Jesus here with us?
耶稣也在这个船上啊。
Yes.
真耶稣教会是耶稣的教会啊。
Jesus.Is on the boat with us because the true Jesus Church is the Church of Christ.
所以我发觉有人来到教会就说啊，来到教会就是喜乐平安呐，一定要没有事啦。
And so some people, the mindset that they have when coming to church is just peace and joy.
有时候我们告诉慕道朋友也是这样子啊。
Sometimes we preach to this to our true seekers.
对了，你生活大风大浪，来进到避风港，来依靠耶稣，来到教会就没有啦。
You can escape the storms of life by coming to this gentle harbor in the true Jesus Church.
我告诉你们，进到这艘船里面，你会遇到突然起的暴风，而且是你从来没有想象过的那种暴风，你知道吗？
But I tell you, if you're on this boat, sometimes you will meet up with a situation, this great storm that suddenly appears out of nowhere, something that is beyond your imagination.
前天晚上七点，我收到一个消息，我的一个同学传道安息了。
And so the day before yesterday, at around 7 p.m., I had received the message that one of my fellow TDP students, he was taken away by the Lord.
他跟我同年龄，52岁，神让他安息了。他的孩子这么小。
And so he was the same age as I am, 52 years old. Yet his kids were very young.
他是传道哦。
He is a preacher.
对他家族来讲，这是不是暴风啊
？To his family, isn't this considered a great storm?
我告诉各位，信耶稣不要信得太理想，自己乱想一堆。
And I tell you, when you come to believe in Christ, do not have too much of your own ideology.
这才是 truth.
This is the only the Bible.
告诉你，你跟耶稣在同一艘船上，耶稣都还在你身边。
Telling that you are on the boat with Jesus, even though Jesus is beside you, there will still be great storms that arise.
好了，接下来我们现在你们再继续发挥想象力。虽然圣经没有写，因为都是人嘛，对不对
？And so let's all let our imagination go wild, even though this is not recorded in the Bible.
我问你们，这个船上只有耶稣跟一个门徒而已吗？
Is it just Jesus and one disciple on the boat?
我们不晓得有几个门徒，对不对？
We don't know how many disciples there are.
一定是不少人呐，因为要跟着耶稣一起去服事嘛。
But the numbers will not be few because they need to follow Jesus and serve.
好了，结果这个啊，飓风来了，风浪大到水一直抛进来，船都快沉了，对不对？
And so the great storm, the great waves came. The water kept on splashing into the boat to the point where the boat was almost sinking.
这不是小风小浪啊。
This isn't a small storm.
好了，那假设我们假设船上可能有一种第一种人可能有什么反应
？And let's say the first type of people on this boat, what type of reaction they will have?
我猜有人呐、啊，赶快呐、啊，会拿起桨来，赶快要不要让船一直没有方向，对不对？开始哎呀，开始划，有没有这种人啊
？And so I think there might be somebody taking up the paddle and paddling about so that the boat will not be blown away by the waves.
如果那个船有舵的话，可能有人赶快去把那个舵啊。弄稳一点。
And if there's a rudder on the boat, someone will rush to the rudder and try to calm the boat down.
如果那个船有帆的话，有些人可能说：“哎呀，糟了，不要翻船了，赶快把帆收下来啊！”很努力在收帆，有没有？
So,
第三种。
And so if the boat came with a sail, they might be saying, "The storm is so big, let us quickly take down our sail."
还有可能有第四种啊。
There might also be the fourth.
啊，收帆有什么用？赶快进水啦，拿水桶啊，或者用手啊，把手泼出去啊，很努力啊。
The water splashing in, no matter if I use a bucket or my hands, quickly get the water out.
还有第五种。
And there's a fifth type.
他根本做不了什么啊，在那边吓得瑟瑟发抖的。
He can't really do anything. He's all shriveled up and very scared.
还有第六种。
And the sixth type,
他可能趴在床边啊，已经吐到连胆汁都吐出来了。
He might be getting
晕船啊。
He might be getting seasick on the ship and starting to vomit.
还有第七种。
And the seventh type.
可能直接跪下来，双手举起来，父啊，神啊，停吧！才开始在祷告，有没有
？And there might be the seventh type kneeling and calling out to the heavenly Father, please let the storm stop.
哎，你们注意哦，我讲的这种祷告不是像旁边的耶稣哎
，But when
因为突然觉得耶稣没有用啦。
Because this prayer is not like Jesus praying, because he suddenly thought that the Jesus aside is useless.
为什么耶稣没有用？
Why is Jesus useless?
在这个船上还大风大浪，神怪神啊！不，我现在求天父，求圣母玛利亚比较快。
And so, because I'm on the boat, I'm about to sink. Maybe Jesus is a bit slow. I cry out to the Heavenly Father. I cry out to Mary first.
还有第八种。
And there's the eighth type.
你们看到是因为你没有第八种啊？有没有？
Do you see the eighth type?
看这些人在做什么？赶快把耶稣摇醒啊！主啊，主啊，赶快起来！主啊，赶快起来！有没有
？The eighth type is that he kept on calling Jesus to wake up.
哎，把耶稣摇起来，就是我们现在说的什么？你晓得吗
？And in today's terms, what was that action?
祷告。
It is praying.
主啊，赶快主啊，不得了啦！教会呀、啊，我们家哇、啊，主啊，有没有？要把主摇起来啊
！Lord, my family, my church, you need to really wake Jesus up.
啊，结果呢？你觉得主比较喜欢哪一种
？What type do you think Jesus likes?
哎，等一下就可以睡午觉了。现在先不要睡了。你们觉得主耶稣比较喜欢哪一种
？We can take a nap later.
应该是第八种嘛，对不对
？Which type of person do you think Jesus likes? Jesus likes the eighth type.
你们再看一下主耶稣起来有，主耶稣起来有说。干得好 ，Good job！
Jesus,
你们把我摇醒了。
Did Jesus wake up and say？
你们的信心好大。
You have great faith. Good job for waking me up.
哎，是这样写的吗
？Did he say that？
我们看二十五节、二十六节，主耶稣怎么讲
？Let's look at verse 25 and 26. What Jesus said. 25. And they went and woke him, saying, "Save us, Lord! We are perishing." Verse 26. And he said to them, "Why are you afraid, O you of little faith?" Then he rose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm.
哎。不管中英文、德文啊，还是拉丁文，你读得出来吗？主耶稣讲这句话是在高兴吗
？And no matter if it's Chinese, English, German, or Latin, do you think Jesus was happy here?
你看得出来啊，他讲这句话不是在肯定，对不对
？And so here, when Jesus spoke, it's not a form of recognition.
啊，教会不是说我们有事赶快叫耶稣啊，赶快把他摇醒啊？
Didn't the church tell us that when we meet up with difficult circumstances, we need to wake Jesus up?
我的生命有大风大浪啊
！There's a great storm in my life.
我的家里面有风暴啊
！There's a storm in my family.
我们的教会快毁了
！Our church is about to be destroyed.
你看主耶稣会怎么讲
？What did Jesus say here?
我现在不是叫我们不要祷告哦
！I'm not telling you not to pray.
要祷告哦
！We need to pray.
要凡事祷告哦
！We need to pray in all things.
可是有时候你遇到这种状况的时候，你有没有想耶稣希望你的心怎么样
？But when we meet up with these type of situations, what do you think Jesus hopes our heart will be like?
我现在告诉你第九种人
，And I tell you the ninth type of person.
我刚才在讲那个画面，你们要画出来好不好？我常常看到有些画就画了。黑天暗地，一个风浪都没有画到里面那些人在做什么？开玩笑。
And so we need to imagine what the situation was like. I sometimes see portraits of the dark sea and the boat, but not the people inside.
那些拼命在掌舵啊，拼命在收帆啊，拼命在舀水的人，就是遇到事情啊，总是要找出一些方法来做，要做嘛，要改善嘛，要赶快啊，对不对
？So the type that is taking the rudder, the type that's taking off the sail or paddling fervently, it's the type of people who meet up with the situations, have to take something into their own hands and have to do something about it.
教会里面有没有这种人
？Do we have these type of people in the church? Yes.
教会现在遇到这种事情，你们不想想办法、啊，不赶快做些什么、啊、你就是要他赶快去收帆，赶快去掌舵，赶快去舀水嘛。
And the church is in this type of situation now. Don't you go paddle? Don't you go take the rudder? Don't you do something about it?
是这样子吗
？Isn't it so?
然后再来啊，有些人干脆在那边吓得很发抖，不管我的事，不管我的事啊，我没事就好，有没有那种，也有那种人啊。
And there's another type of people who are all scared and shaky and saying, "Oh, I cannot do anything. This doesn't really have any matters to do with me."
还有另外一种人啊，已经趴在那里吐到要死，胆汁都吐出来了。他遇到患难，他干脆连教会都走不进来了，你要去访问都不让你去的咧。
And there's a different type that in the sea storm, he's already seasick to the point where he's very sick and vomiting, and when you want to go and visit him, he will reject and he will not even come to church.
各位知道吗？我在讲的这些船上的人，就是现在所有教会的人的样子啊。
And so what I'm referring to, all these different types of people in the boat, is the different types of members we have today at church. 然后有些人开始觉得，
所以哈，跟耶稣祷告没用，要跟天父祷告才有用。
So some people think it's useless to pray to Jesus. That's why he prays to the Heavenly Father. He starts to think about different things.
甚至我们现在有些基督教的朋友啊，没有啦，要跟 Holy Mother Maria 祷告才有用啦。
There's even other Christian denominations that pray to Holy Mother Mary instead of Jesus.
好啦，那第九种是什么？
What is the ninth type of people?
你们希望做什么人？
What type of person do you want to be?
我告诉你哦，在那个船快要沉下去，大家都紧张的要死的时候。
At the moment where the ship is about to sink, where everyone is very shaken and very afraid.
当你看到耶稣还在那里睡
，But you saw that Jesus was still asleep.
应该从来没有传道，很多传道教你们要效法耶稣的言行嘛，对不对
？And we see many preachers teaching us to follow the actions and the deeds of Jesus.
有没有传道教你们要学耶稣睡觉啊？
Did any preacher tell you to be asleep like Jesus?
我现在告诉你们，你们在这个时候。要学耶稣、啊、他在做什么
And so during this type of situation, we need to learn to be like Jesus. What was he doing?
再看回那个24节、啊、
Let's turn back to verse 24.
不是学他斥责风跟海耶
It's not saying that 来来来 we should be like him and rebuke the winds and the sea.
叫你们看耶稣就是要效法他。他在做什么
But we should imitate Jesus, what he was doing here in verse 24.
对，所以如你要做第九种，要这样子。
So in order to be the ninth type of person,
来来来，我陪你一起睡。
We need to be like Jesus. Jesus, you're sleeping. Let me sleep with you.
这个时候船摇成这样，风那么大，砰砰砰砰，快沉了。你说耶稣，我陪你一起睡。
And the boat was shaking vigorously, about to sink. And now I say to Jesus, Jesus, let me sleep with you.
然后耶稣如果突然醒来的话，看到你这样子，你知道他会怎么讲吗
？And when Jesus wakes up and sees you asleep beside him, what would he say?
你说：“哎呦，我在墨尔本没有看见信心这么大的人过啊
！”And you'll say, "I've not seen such one with such great faith in Melbourne."
要效法耶稣睡觉，哎。
We need to learn from Jesus' example of sleeping.
你们知道耶稣为什么这个时候睡得着吗
？Do you know why Jesus was able to fall asleep in this situation?
这是耶稣早就知道他末后会怎么样嘛，对不对
？Because Jesus already knew what was coming.
耶稣知道他不可能在这里死掉嘛。
Jesus knew that he would not perish here.
他早就知道自己会怎么死的啊。
He already knew how he would die.
因为知道自己的未来，自然就不会被眼前的这些状况给迷惑了，知道吧
？Because he knows the future, he will not be led astray by the situation here.
那你们说，那是耶稣啊，我又不知道我明天会怎么样。
But you say to Jesus, Jesus, I don't know the future. I don't know what will happen tomorrow.
耶稣已经告诉你们以后会怎么样。
Jesus has already told you what will happen in the future.
只要你们紧紧地跟着耶稣，忍耐到底，你们将来都会升天，成为天国的国民。这就是怎么样，知道吗？
And so if we closely follow Jesus to and endure to the end, we will become citizens of heaven. Do you know what type of citizen this is?
可是我们却因为目前遇到的许多事情，烦恼、痛苦，甚至埋怨。
But for many things, such as being in sorrow, being in danger, being complaining.
甚至觉得这个得救的教会基督的身体充满了问题呀、啊，有病啊，不行啊。
And we sometimes think that this body of Christ has a lot of issues and is sick.
我想请问你们，你们是谁呀、啊？你们是耶稣吗？你们来说神的身体不行。
And so I ask everyone, are you Jesus himself? How do you know the body of Christ is not doing well?
你们现在看到这个不行啊，不就是你们看到那个船快沉下去了吗？
And if you see the church not doing well, is it that you're seeing that the boat is almost about to sink?
你看到耶稣睡了，你有体会到耶稣灵里面的那一份平安吗？
And when you see Jesus asleep, do you see the calmness in his spirit?
那我们来看罗马书15章13节的经文。
Let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter 15, verse 13.
罗马书15章13节。
The book of Romans, chapter 15, verse 13. 13, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope.
这里说, 神会因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满我们的心。
So here it says that God will fill you with all joy and peace by believing.
各位，你看见这里的耶稣啊。 你要去效法他，让神把喜乐平安充满，把你心的那个器皿满到都满出来，装都装不下，是喜乐跟平安，知道吗？
So we need to learn from Jesus. Let God fill our vessels with joy and peace, so that there is not enough space for all of this joy and peace, so that it overflows.
对，你现在的生命里面有风浪。
Yes, there might be storms in your lives now.
你没有办法去应付这种状况，就像这些船里的人一样。
And you are also strengthless in types of this in this type of situation, just like the other people on board.
你会焦急。
And you will be very anxious.
你无力。
And you might feel that you are weak.
那都是有的。
Of course, these are normal.
你会晕船，你会吐到要死。
And you will become seasick. You will vomit to the point of you thinking you might die.
但是你慢慢的要学耶稣，在这种状况之下也睡得着啊。But
we need to learn from Jesus to gradually be able to fall asleep in these types of situations.
旧约就告诉我们这样一个情境，哎。And
so in the Old Testament, it tells us this situation.
我们来看旧约诗篇131篇的第二节。Let's
turn to the book of Psalms.
131篇。131。第二节。
Verse 2. Psalms 131, verse 2. But I have calmed and quieted my soul, like a weaned child with its mother, like a weaned child is my soul within me.
这个是我们最好每个人信到耶稣都信成这个样子。
And this is the best state we can be in when we believe in Jesus.
平静，平稳安静。
To be calmed and quieted.
他还怕我们不懂这个意思啊，再把它描述出来。
And the psalmist is afraid that we don't understand what this means, so he gives us an example of what it looks like.
好像断过奶的孩子在妈妈的怀抱里。
Like a weaned child with its mother.
什么叫断过奶的孩子？
What is a weaned child?
就是我刚学会不会随时一直要奶喝。
Is that I have just learned that not to ask for milk all the time.
现在开始啊，我不会随时都一直哭着要喝奶。
And starting from this point onwards, I would not be like a baby crying for milk all the time.
我就等我妈妈有空的时候，拿什么给我吃，我就吃什么，这样了解吧。
And I will wait for my mom. I will eat whatever she gives to me and at her time.
然后我就躺在妈妈的怀抱当中。
And I will lie within the bosom of my mother.
你回想你躺在妈妈的怀抱当中的时候，
And when you think back to the time where you were in the bosom of your mother,
你呼呼大睡的时候，
When you were soundly asleep in the arms of your mother,
那个外面有地震，有火山爆发，有台风，你感觉得到吗？你会害怕吗？
There might be typhoons, there might be volcano eruptions, there might be earthquakes. Were you afraid?
不会啊。
No.
你就一直睡啊，因为妈妈抱着我。
And you will continue to be sound asleep because your mother is holding you.
各位弟兄姐妹，我们在灵里面要到这种程度哎。
And dear brothers and sisters, this is the type of spiritual state we should be in.
小弟的意思是我们虽然要时时凡事祷告。
And so even though in all things we should offer our prayers.
我见过有几个我们教会的前辈跟同龄，让我很佩服。
And there are a lot of elderly members in our church that have earned my respect.
我去注目一个教会已经快一年了。And
so I have been stationed at this church for over a year.
我也去访问过这个同龄几次。
And I have done a few pastoral visits to this brother.
哇，每一次我都觉得他好喜乐哦。
And every time I feel he is so joyful.
然后他很平安。
He is full of peace.
他有点年纪。
Even though he is quite advanced in age.
他每次都说传道你好吗？我们一直帮你祷告。
And every time he'll say, "Preacher, are you doing well? I pray for you."
我告诉各位，那是一位长老娘。
Oh, I'm sorry, it's she. And it's a wife of an elder.
一直到有一天哈，我在那个教会安息日讲道完了。
And all the way until that day when I enter, when I finished the Sabbath day afternoon service.
已经快过一年了，然后他把我叫到后面去，可能讲到某部分的内容 touched her。就是他有感受了。
And so, after the service, the elder's wife called me over because she had she was able to relate or had some feelings about my sermon.
他说：“传道，你今天的讲道我很有感觉。”
And she said, "Preacher, I'm moved by your sermon today."
因为我就类似你见证的那一个人一样。
Because I am just like the person whom you testified of.
我说：“嗯，怎么说呢？”
I say, "How do you say so?"
他突然哦。我以为那个头发那么密都是他的，他这里没有头发。他说，因为我已经得癌症得很久了。
And so she suddenly took off her wig. I thought her hair was very thick. It was like her natural hair. But I just found out that after taking off her wig, she was bald because she was diagnosed with cancer for a while.
我说张老娘，你怎么没有告诉我、啊、
？And I said, "Oh, this elder's wife, why didn't you tell me?"
他说，他笑笑的跟我说。传道，我不用告诉你，我知道你会常常为我祷告。
And she smiled and said to me, "A preacher, I don't need to tell you because I know you often pray for me."
我们的主耶稣知道。
Our Lord Jesus knows.
我只是告诉你，我这个状况很久了。他要把头发带回去。
She just wanted to tell me that she's been in this situation for a long time, and then she put her wig back on.
传道，你继续帮我祷告，我也为你祷告，就走了。
And so she said, "Preacher, continue to pray for me, and I'll pray for you." And she left.
他没有不让人家祷告。
She didn't refuse the prayers of others.
她也没有说大家赶快帮我祷告啊 ！I'm cancer.
But she also didn't say, "I'm diagnosed with cancer. Please, please pray for me."
平稳安静。
Here it says, "Calmed and quieted."
好像生活这些大事对她来讲啊，都是理所当然的，不算什么。
It seems like she everything she meets up in life, just like these great storms, it is a part of life, just something natural and normal.
她就像躺在耶稣怀中的那个小女孩一样。
She was like that small little girl, sound asleep in the bosom of Jesus.
这样你们知道了吗
？Do you know this type of situation?
教你们要学耶稣睡觉啊，不是说一直做工啊，一直祷告啊，耶稣不睡觉的啊。
So we don't. This is what we should imitate Jesus. It's not like Jesus was working all day and he never slept.
但是小弟的意思不是叫你们懒惰不做工，不是这个意思，是灵里面。
But it's also not telling us to be lazy and not do anything. But this is a state of our spiritual life.
我们勤劳。
We need to be fervent.
我们接受教会的安排服事。
And we need to accept whatever the church has assigned us to do. We are busy.
但是无论你在何时何地，你的心。要这样子知道吗
？But no matter when and where, your heart needs to be in this state.
尤其在暴风来传快要沉的时候，你要陪着耶稣睡。
Especially at this time when the storms come and the boat is about to sink, you need to be asleep with Jesus.
我们再来看马太福音四章一节到二节。
Let's all turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 1 and 2.
马太福音四章一节跟二节。
Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. Verse 1, then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Verse 2, and after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry.
好了，这个的这段经我们都很熟。
And we're all very familiar with this Bible passage.
我们常常在讲解接下来这一段经文的时候，重点都放在耶稣怎么去赢过试探，对不对？
And so when we read this Bible passage, we often focus on how Jesus was able to overcome these temptations.
但是希望大家在这里看到耶稣，我们的重点不是要摆在他如何赢过试探啊。
So now our focal point is not how he was tempted and he overcame temptation.
你们要注意。
But rather, we need to pay attention.
这个试探是什么时候开始的？这个才是重点。
When did the temptation start? This is what we're focusing on.
那个是在耶稣被圣灵引领的时候开始的。
It started when Jesus was led up by the Spirit.
往前跳第一节。
And let's jump to verse 1.
没看到？
Do you see?
这个试探啊，是被圣灵引领之后才开始的。你要注意第一个啊。
This temptation started after Jesus was led up by the Spirit.
而且他还禁食四十昼夜，是在为神最付出自己所有的时候。同时有的。
And so this is after he was exhausted, after fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, after he was doing the maximum he could for God.
各位，你们要知道，我们常常怎么想呢？
But what is our thinking?
我们说什么样的人最容易被魔鬼试探？
And what are the type of people that are easy to fall into
the temptation of the devil? 应该是没有圣灵带领的时候嘛，会不会这样想？
We often think that is time when the Holy Spirit does not guide.
应该是他来该来教会也不来的时候嘛。
It might be during the times when you should have come to church,
but you didn't come. 他也没有在服侍神嘛。
Or you didn't serve God.
我们很容易说那种人很容易被魔鬼试探，会不会这样讲？
We might say that these type of people are easy to fall into the lure or temptation of the devil.
这样讲没有不能说错了。
We cannot say that the saying is wrong.
但是这里圣经要你看到这种状况是，你被圣灵真的被真的圣灵引导的时候，魔鬼就来了，魔鬼来啊！
But this is a time when you are truly led by the Holy Spirit. Here comes the devil.
我告诉你，这个一定不是小魔鬼，一定是灵界里面第一个的那一个啦。
And so this is not
最厉害的啦。
This is not some random devil, but the devil that started all of this.
然后他在禁食四十昼夜，就好像我们正在服侍神呐、啊，付出最多，认为我们最敬虔的时候，他在旁边呢、啊。
And so when Jesus was fasting 40 days and 40 nights, it's when we are serving the most, when we think we revere God the most, and we're the most godly.
最后我们看到耶稣胜过了。
But we see that Jesus was able to overcome all of this.
不到十分钟，我要结束，我要讲很快，好不好？
And so, because I have less than 10 minutes, I will speed up my speech.
所以大家知道啊，我们被圣灵引领的时候，不会没有试探，没有患难啊。
So we know that when we're led by the Spirit, there will not be any. It's not the situation that there will not be any.
就在我们认为我们最敬虔、为主付出最多的时候。试探就会悄悄而来。
When we're thinking we're the most godly, serving God the most, then temptations will come quietly.
但是可不可以胜过？
But are we able to overcome this?
可以。
Yes.
你要效法主。
We need to imitate Christ.
不断用神的话以及神的灵来胜过这些好像是真的却是假的这些试探跟诱惑。
And to overcome this, what seemingly looks true, the temptations, but we need to overcome it with the Holy Spirit of God.
我们再来看马太福音九章十八到十九节。
Let's also turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 18 to 19.
我们最后讲这个就好了。马太福音九章十八到十九节。
Gospel of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 18 to 19. 18, while he was saying these things to them, behold, a ruler came in and knelt before him, saying, My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her, and she will live. 19, and Jesus rose and followed him with his disciples.
好，因为时间关系啦，哈，我们可以看见很多耶稣，我就这个最后一个分享。
And so, due to the lack of time, we can see many types of different angles of Jesus, but I will share here.
来，你们看见耶稣在这里怎么样啦
？What was Jesus doing at this time?
想一下，耶稣在这里做什么
？What was Jesus doing?
耶稣 followed someone， 对不对
？Jesus rose and followed somebody.
你要记住哦，这种记载很奇怪哦。
And we need to pay attention to this because this seems very different.
对我们人来讲，一点都不奇怪。
Of course, to us humans, this is not something out of the blue.
为什么很奇怪
？But why is it strange to Jesus?
你知道耶稣是大牧人吗
？We know that Jesus is a great shepherd.
你知道他到世界上来是牧养群羊的吗
？We know that Jesus came into the world.
你们知道圣经描写这个大牧人应该在哪里吗
？We know that when the Bible describes the great shepherd, where he should be.
我们来看约翰福音十章二节到四节。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 2 to 4.
约翰福音十章二节到四节。
Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 2 to 4. Verse 2, but he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. 3, to him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hears his voice, and he calls his own sheep by the name and leads them out. 4, when he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice.
这个 shepherd 是谁啊
？Who is the shepherd？
你看到这一节哈，所以 他是在羊的哪里走？
Where does he walk with the sheep?
这里写的啊，对不对？
Here it records.
Goes before them.
The shepherd goes before them.
在前面走。
He is in front of the sheep.
所以我们才说，我们要跟从耶稣，效法耶稣，寻求耶稣，对不对？
That's why we say we seek Jesus, we follow Jesus, we imitate Jesus.
这是我们想的是这样子哦。
That's what we think.
来来来，我们看完马太福音九章的十九节。
Let's jump back to Matthew chapter 9, verse 19.
所以这个时候你们要看懂哦，这里的描写很特殊。
And so we need to see clearly that this is a very strange recording, a very unique recording.
我们看到后半节啊，对啊，门徒是跟着耶稣走的，有没有
？Yes, the disciples follow Jesus.
你要看到关键经文哦。
But we need to pay attention. And Jesus followed somebody. Who was this person?
So, 本来在群羊前面的大牧人，这个时候也跟了少数几只羊在走啦。
And even though this great shepherd who walks before his flock will follow a few people.
跟着什么样的羊跟人呢？
What type of sheep or what type of person does he follow?
不就是那些卑微软弱？
Isn't those who are humble, who are lowly in status, and who are weak?
盼望神恩典很虚弱的那些羊吗？
Isn't those the sheep that are weak and look forward to receiving the grace of God?
那么这个管会堂的为什么来找耶稣？
Why did the gatekeeper or the synagogue keeper come to see Jesus?
因为他快不行啊。
Because the daughter is almost about to die.
他没有办法啦。
The daughter died. He didn't have any other methods.
他的心肝宝贝，所以他快死了。
And so his daughter has passed away. He himself is almost dying.
所以他来跟耶稣。
That's why he
找耶稣。
That's why he came to Jesus.
所以我们应该多关心我们身边那些有需要的任何人，不只是弟兄姐妹啊。
So we should really care for the others around us, not limiting to the brothers and sisters.
特别是那一些身陷缺乏跟苦难的人。
Especially those who are in great distress, who are in difficult situations.
还有圣经里描写的那些贫穷的、生病的。孤儿、寡妇等等等。
Also the poor, the sick, the orphans, the widows.
甚至是那一些好像正在走过死荫幽谷，他的灯火即将熄灭的那一些弟兄姐妹。
And also those whose lamps are about to go out while they're walking in the shadow of the valley of death.
他们或许就像旧约经卷那个圣徒约伯一样，约伯你们认识吗
？And he could be like the saint recorded in the Old Testament, Job.
他那个时候信仰软弱啊。
At that time, Job was weak in his faith.
约伯自己都要自暴自弃了，你们自己回去翻，要自暴自弃了。
And we know that in the book of Job, it records that he was about to give up on himself.
他在他其他的信徒前面，不是是要祷告，说神啊，你不要管我啊，你不要赶我，干脆让我生下来的时候就死还比较好啊，有没有
？And Job said.He didn't leave a good example, but rather he said, just let me die the day I was born.
这些都是谁你知道吗
And who are all of these?
这些都是耶稣基督的心上人、啊、
These are all the people that Jesus puts close to his heart.
你希望耶稣把你放在心里面
You hope that Jesus puts you in his heart.
可是你知道现在耶稣把这些人放在他的心里面啊
But you know that these are the type of people that are occupying Jesus' heart right now.
如果你们当中觉得你祷告很久了，很久没有感受到主耶稣基督了
If you feel like you have prayed for a long time, but you have not been touched by Jesus for a long time.
小弟为什么知道？我遇过好多啊。
Why would I know? Because I met up with different types of members like this.
他们诚实告诉我说，传道我每天祷告，每天聚会，但是我好久好久没有感受到主了。
And they sincerely told me, saying, "Preacher, I really pray hard every day, but I haven't been touched by the Lord in a long time."
甚至我旁边有人说。
Even others around me say,
传道啊，主耶稣到底在哪里
？Preacher, where exactly is Jesus?
我现在告诉你他在哪里。
And now I will tell you where he is.
因为我是现在才知道的。
Because starting from now, I realize.
因为我当传道也当到有一段时间，也是这种感受啊。
Because after being a preacher for a period of time,
我过去有一段时间也觉得我一直祷告，每天祷告那么久，然后一直在做工，我感受不到神的同在耶。你知道，我真的感受不到哎。
I feel like I've been praying for a long time. I do a lot of works for God, but I don't feel God's abidance with me.
可是后来我突然遇见耶稣了。
But I suddenly met Jesus.
当我觉得神没有照我的祷告给我应允的时候，我觉得神不在啊。
When I feel Jesus did not answer my prayers according to the way I wanted, I felt he was not there.
当我一直祷告，祷告了一个小时，他一句话都不回答我的时候，我觉得神不在啊。
When I was praying for an hour, but I haven't heard any response from Jesus, I feel he's not there.
可是当我啊，很不想出去访问，结果因为我是传道，又必须出去访问。
But during the type of situation where I really didn't want to do a family visit, but because I was a preacher, I had to go.
我不想出去访问，是因为我觉得我现在根本没有信心，还去访问人家开玩笑。
The reason why I did not want to go for family visitation is because I felt I was low in faith. How could I go visit others?
结果去到那里。
But when I went there,
那个信心软弱的。
Those who are weak.
那个身体软弱的。
Those whose bodies are weak.
突然。祷告到结束，他流着眼泪说：“他觉得耶稣在那里。”
And after the prayer, the person who I was visiting said, "Jesus is here with us."
我吓一跳啊
！And I was shaken.
原来耶稣不在传道房里面呢。
Jesus was not in the preacher's room.
耶稣也不在我跪了一个多小时的会堂里面呢。
Jesus was not in the chapel where I knelt and prayed for an hour.
你们知道耶稣现在在哪里吗
？Do you know where Jesus is?
在耶稣的心上人那里，他跟着他们走去了。
Jesus was following those close to his heart. He is at their place.
你知道吗？如果你是记者或采访的人啊，要去找那个被采访的对象，有时候 shortcut， 你晓得吗？
And so sometimes when you're a reporter, you go to those who are interviewing. Sometimes you'll make a shortcut.
要到某个地方先去等他，他出现了我就找到他了，有没有
？Because sometimes you need to be ahead of them, and then when they appear, you can stop them.
我告诉你，你在这里如果很久没有遇到耶稣了，不要再继续在这里了。
And I say, if you haven't met Jesus in the chapel for a long time, don't just linger here.
你要赶快去耶稣的心上人那里，耶稣在那里耶。
Go find those who Jesus cares about.
我只是那伤心的人告诉我说。传道，我觉得耶稣来了，他一直哭，一直哭，我才知道耶稣在这里，我吓一跳哎。
And so the person who I was visiting kept on crying and weeping, saying Jesus is here, and I was really shaken by the statement.
我现在阿门阿门的说啊，甚至那个病的快要死的医院叫他回家的人啊。
And so, Amen, Amen, I truly say this. Even those who are terminal patients and the hospital told them to go back.
我要走的时候，我只是说祷告完要走了，他这样。他快死了
，and so
因为他 heart failure 啊
，because of heart failure they were about to depart.
来过信什么用过都没用啊，我说的是药了 ，medicine 啊。
No other medicine was useful, and before I was leaving, the person was dying.
你们知道我这个没有信心的传道在祷告什么吗
？Do you know what me as a preacher of little faith was thinking?
我现在阿门阿门说，我在祷告说
，and so in my prayers I said,
主啊，我不想再办丧礼了。
Lord, I really don't want to conduct a funeral again.
你看这个 lazy preacher 说不想办丧礼。
And so the lazy preacher himself does not want to conduct a funeral.
你们听懂吗？我没有求神医治他。
I didn't ask God to heal him.
按手，我就走了。
And I laid hands on the person and I left.
晚上他自己拿着拐杖来到教会了。
And then at the end of the day, during the evening service, with a walking stick.The person came.
拐杖放在旁边，拉着我的手，传道，谢谢你，我赶快把手甩开呀、啊，吓死人。
And so he, the person held onto my hand, saying, "Preacher, thank you."
他根本不知道我没有帮他，我没有求神医治他、啊。
But the person didn't even know. I did not ask God.
可是他在按手的时候说，
哦，
传道，我的心脏都开始有力了，我的那个浮肿都开始消退了，他就来了。
But when he said that when I laid hands on him, he started to feel that the heartbeat was getting stronger. Every other symptom was going away, and he was feeling well enough to come for service.
我告诉你们啊，谁帮你按手根本一点都不重要。
And so really, whoever is laying hands on you is not that important.
我们只是神的器皿啊。
We are only vessels of God.
这四位执事都比我还好啊，金银铜铁，我是那个破掉烂烂的，好像狗在吃的一样的器皿啊。
And so I am actually the poorest vessel, about the type of vessel that is about to be devoured by dogs.
你们祷告有效是凭着你们的信心跟主耶稣的时候按恩典。
But when we pray with our faith and also according to the time and the grace of Jesus.
我不知道主耶稣在那里耶。
I didn't know Jesus was present there.
我不知道主耶稣在那里耶。
I didn't know.
我在传道房跟会堂没有遇到他，我去到那边，我突然就遇到耶稣啦。
In the chapel, in the preacher's room, I did not meet Jesus, but I went to visit this person. I met Jesus.
因为耶稣会跟着这些人走啊，你要去那里找到他。
Because Jesus follows these type of people, and you need to go and find them.
好了。